From Washington, this is VOA News. French demonstrators protest the Israeli ground offensive in Gaza and developments from the Malaysian airliner crash site. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. In France, thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters have defied a government ban on demonstrations and marched against Israel's ground offensive in Gaza. The protesters poured into the streets of Paris and other cities across France. Riot police lobbed tear gas at demonstrators in Paris as many protesters waved Palestinian flags while chanting, "We are all Palestinians." French authorities banned demonstrations in many French cities because similar protests in Paris last week turned violent. Protesters at that time targeted and attacked a pair of synagogues. It's now 3 days with Israel conducting ground operations in the Gaza Strip. Israeli soldiers Saturday said they repelled a cross-border tunnel raid and uncovered more than a dozen tunnels into Israel. Palestinian medics say more Israeli airstrikes and shelling have killed 25 more Palestinians. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States is very concerned about reports that debris and bodies from the downed Malaysian airliner have been taken from the crash site in eastern Ukraine. The State Department says Kerry spoke to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov by telephone Saturday. Russia's Interfax news agency says Lavrov agreed that all physical evidence, including the vital black box recorders, be made available to investigators. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte, speaking to Russian President Vladimir Putin, said he is shocked to see pictures of rebels picking through victims' possessions. A rebel leader denies any interference. Meanwhile, we are just getting reports that members of the OSCE, Michael Bocircu, spoke with reporters at the crash site earlier in the day.
We had a team today of 16 international monitors who went to one of the crash scenes. We arrived at about 12:30, and we were there till about 3:20. So obviously, the time spent there today was longer than yesterday. And in addition, we were able to traverse a far larger area than yesterday.
More details on these stories at voanews.com. Many as 100 AIDS researchers and experts are among the 298 passengers aboard the Malaysia Airlines flight. They were headed to a high-level AIDS conference in Australia. Anita Powell files this report from Sydney.
Many of those on board the flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur were respected AIDS researchers and activists, headed to a major AIDS conference that begins Monday in Melbourne, Australia. Those losses will likely compound an already tragic event by robbing the broader struggle against HIV and AIDS of some of its leading researchers. The International AIDS Society said in a Friday statement that they are still seeking details on how the crash will affect their conference. But they added, in recognition of their colleagues' great dedication to fighting this deadly epidemic, the conference will go on as planned. Anita Powell, VOA News, Sydney.
Security officials in Egypt say gunmen armed with rocket-propelled grenades have killed at least 20 guards near the border with Libya. Officials say the attack Saturday took place at a border guard post in Wadi al-Gadid. Egypt's state news agency, MENA, said three of the attackers were killed. A similar attack in the same area a few months ago killed at least five border guards. Syrian activists say government forces have launched a counterattack to recapture a gas field seized by Islamic extremists as the death toll from 3 days of fighting rose to 310. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the fighting in the Shar gas field in the central province of Homs is among the deadliest between government forces and the group calling itself the Islamic State since the Syrian uprising began more than 3 years ago. A series of bombings rocked Baghdad on Saturday, killing at least 26 people, one of the worst series of violence in the capital since Islamic insurgents captured the city of Mosul a month ago. At least 19 people aboard a migrant boat bound for Italy reportedly have died from toxic fumes. Italian rescuers say 18 of the migrants were found dead in the hold, which was stuffed with people. There were hundreds on the boat. Officials say one of three men rushed to the hospital in Palermo, Italy, died while en route. There's more on these and many other stories at our website, voanews.com. You can visit there 24 hours a day. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.